Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Midos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and He. Mishnah Dalet tells us, now remember, we have been speaking of the chambers that were in the temple. So it says, HaTachtona Chamesh V'Rubed Sheish. So the bottom chamber was 5 amos, and on top of that there was a slab that was 6 amos wide. And then the middle chamber would be 6. Varobe Sheva, and then there would be a slab on top of that of 7 amos. Vahayona Sheva, and then the topmost of these chambers would be 7 amos wide. So each chamber had a roof on top of it that was the width of the chamber above, so that served as its floor. Shenemar, and we know these measurements because the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph tells us, Hayatzia hatachtona chamesh ba'ama, that the bottommost chamber was 5 amos, 5 cubits, rachba, its width. Vahatichona sheish ba'ama rachba, and the middle one was 6 cubits wide. Vahashlishis sheva ba'ama rachba, and the third, the topmost one, would be 7 cubits wide. Not going to do any Bartonurus here, so let's move right on to Mishnah He. Umasiba ha'isa, Ola Mekaren Mizrachis Tsefonis, Lekaren Tsefomis Maravis. There was a ramp that went around from the northeast corner to the northwest corner. Shibaha Yuolin Lagagos Hatayim, because that's how they would ascend to the roofs of these chambers. Haya Ola Bemasiba Upanov Lamarav. So he would get on the ramp facing west. Hilech al kol pnei hatzafon, and he would walk the entire northern side, ad shehu magia lemarav, until he reached the west. Higia lemarav, when he reached the west, v'hachav panav ledarom, he would turn and he would face south. Hilech kol pnei marav, ad shehu magia ledarom, and then he would walk the entire western side until he reached the south. Higia ledarom, when he reached the south, v'hachav panav lemizrach, he would turn and he would face east. So he would walk along the southern side until he reached the opening of the aliyah. Aliyah means an attic or a loft, some upper level. And that's because the opening to the aliyah faced the south. And in this opening to this loft, to this attic, there were two poles of cedar. Shebehen hayu olin lagaga sha'aliyah, and that's how they would get up to the roof of this upper level. Varoshe pispisin mavdilin ba'aliyah ben hakodesh leben kodesh hakadashim. And the heads of the beams divided within this upper level between where the kodesh was and the kodesh hakadoshim was, so the holy and the holy of holies. Vilulin hayu pasuchin ba'aliyah lebeis kodesh hakadoshim. And there were hatches in this upper level that lowered into the Holy of Holies. Shebehen hayu meshalshlin es ha'umanim batevos kedei shelo yuzanu einehem mibeis kodshei hakadoshim. And when workmen had to repair things in the Holy of Holies, they would lower them down in boxes through these hatches, and that's how they would get their work done. And this was done so that they shouldn't benefit from taking in the beauty of the Holy of Holies. Let's look at just a couple of Bartonuros here. Shibaha yu'olin lagagos hatayim. So this ramp was how they would get up to the roofs of these chambers by going around and around. Umipnesha ha'ola ba ola derech hekef v'yore derech hekef. And since the one who would go up and down on this ramp had to go around and around, kuri masiba. That's why it's called the masiba, which comes from a word meaning to go around. So vave. Vilulin and hatches, aruvos sha'osin ba'alios. So these were windows that were cut into these upper levels. Meshashlin es ha'umanim, they would lower the workmen through these hatches. Meridin osam b'chevel b'toch hatevos. They would lower them by ropes, and they were inside of boxes, so like a pulley system. Kidei shelo yehenu, so that they shouldn't benefit, b'riyas beis kodshei hakadashim, by taking in the beauty of the Holy of Holies. elamitaknin mashitzarech beovad va'olin. But rather, they would only fix what they were there to fix, so they could look out the front of the box. There was an opening there. They would face them towards what needed to be done. They would do it, and then they would lift them up again. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter.